Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 95, and wow, it's been quite a while since I've done a podcast. It's been about, gosh, December 1st was the last time I did it, so what are we talking about? 6 weeks? 7 weeks? 6 weeks? 7 weeks? You do the math. I can't do the math. I like when people say, do the math. Why don't they just say, spell it out? Do your geography homework. Anyway, I'm stuttering. I got some inquiries as to what happened. Why did I take such an extended break? And it wasn't planned. It wasn't planned. Can you tell I'm from New Jersey? It wasn't planned. What happened was I say you know a lot. I'm going to say you know a lot probably today because I'm out of podcasting shape. You know, I haven't been to the podcasting gym. And so, hey, bear with me as I plow through this podcast. And anyway, what happened was nothing major. You know, I had somebody emailed me the other day and was very concerned. They thought something had happened to me, you know, because, hey, things happen to people. But nothing really happened except that I got distracted. I will say, first of all, I went off into between like Thanksgiving and Christmas. I really ramped up the sugar consumption. And if you follow this podcast, you know that I get very addicted to sugar. I've got a big sweet tooth. And if you don't follow this podcast, well, now you know. And so I had this big sugar run, so to speak. You know, while we're talking here, I'm going to, you know, this is such a do-it-yourself thing. I'm not going to even, I never edit anything. I'm putting my heater, this little space heater here, I'll put on. It's getting a little cold here in Los Angeles. What is it, 63 degrees? God, the nerve of me. So I got off into the sugar, you know, various sugars. And when I say sugar, you know, I'm talking about ice cream, cake, cookies, candy. And then that kind of bridges over to all the chips that you could possibly and popcorn and, you know, very fattening things. Trail mix with candy in it, you know. And the thing is, when I'm off into my sugar run, it doesn't matter how much treats, sweets I have back at the house. When I'm out in the world and I see something I don't have, I want that. So I didn't think I was doing that much of it, but I guess I was. And I guess it really affected my emotional state. I was getting very on edge, very agitated. And I think I've talked about this before where, you know, remember years ago that guy that killed the mayor of San Francisco, I believe, and he had been a former worker there, and he got fired, whatever. But anyway, he had eaten too many Twinkies. They called it the Twinkie defense, and everybody laughed at that. But you know what? Something to it. There's something to it. So, all right, there was the sugar. Then there was also, you know, I've been working on converting my website so it'll be accessible on all devices. And in some universe, it already is. That universe is where this development site that we're working on, me and this guy Dwayne, it is. I've tested it with different people who couldn't get the podcast before, couldn't get my website before, and now they can. However, now we have to fix certain other things about this, and it's just been a just long, drawn out process. And I was going to rename my podcast. I was going to shorten it, the title, and I was going to start from episode one, and try to get into the Apple Store finally. And I thought, well, you know, I've got over 2 years of doing this podcast, you know, branding with my Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. You know, I might as well just trying to get into the iTunes store again with the old pod, with this podcast. I wasn't going to change the podcast format. I was just going to change the title. So I may change the title later on, but right now, N-O. We're sticking with what we've been doing. You know, my original intention of doing this podcast was to have under 10 listeners. I think I've reached my goal. No, I think, you know, basically my original intention was just to kind of to mine for material, whether stand-up or one-man show or other kind of stories, just to mine. And especially during the period when I wasn't, when I was getting my hips fixed. If you haven't followed my podcast, I got my hips fixed. I got new hips. And so I was kept waiting to think. I thought we were going to convert the website over sooner. And this thing has gone on way, way longer than I expected. But I'm working with somebody who's just kind of doing it on a, like, you know, fitting me into his schedule. So it needs, he's, you know, I appreciate that. And he's not, you know, he's not charging me anything. You know, I gave him a gift card for Christmas. You know, I mean, that's it. You know, I mean, I'll give him another gift card and say, hey, when we're done, say, hey, don't let the door hit you in the you-know-what. No, he's a good guy. Very patient. The most patient person I've ever met in my life, I think. Although I've tested his patience a few times with my knucklehead not being able to. I just don't have, I get like, I can't follow certain things sometimes, you know, like when it comes to like, when, you know, you go, you know, when it comes to like computers, like go to the right, you see that, you know, a moon symbol? That doesn't look like a friggin' moon. You know, I'm going to moon you, mister. All right, enough of that. So that's what happened. I got into the sugar. I thought I was going to be ready to launch my new website, and then I just, and all in all, I just got lazy. It just became a lazy thing, and I think I paid the price because I started to go through a little bit of depression, and I realized that, you know, I hadn't been doing much creative stuff lately, and that how much I need to do creative stuff. Whatever it is, whatever the creative stuff is, I need to be creative. And so I'm back. I'm back, folks. And I hope you enjoy this newest edition of Al Berman Live from the studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. And another thing is, you know, I decided that once I get into the iTunes store, you know, if people want to make comments, if you want to tell your friends, go ahead, do that. I'm not going to bug people, you know, because these days, you know, you can't give anybody a compliment about some girl. I saw something she put online. I thought it was funny. I emailed her and she thanked me. She emailed me back and I don't really know this girl either. And she emailed me back and said, you know, asked me if I would send it to all my contacts. She says, why am I now your public relations agent here? I'm just telling you, I like the work you do. You did. I think things got to be more organic, and that's the attitude I'm adopting here, folks. I'm getting organic, and I'm off sugar, okay? I'm off sugar. I've been off sugar since December 26th. And the funny thing is, I actually targeted that date about a week in advance. And, you know, a lot of times, or I'd say usually when I target a date, I don't stick with it. I come up with some excuse. But this time, I just said, you know what? I know I'm going to go through a detox. Let me do it when I don't have anything to do. It's the holidays. And that's what I did. And so I'm feeling much better. I'm not saying I'm never going to have sugar again. I have had a couple of moments where I've really wanted. I wanted ice cream yesterday, I thought, but I didn't have it. I had some more real food. I'm going to just kind of just see if I can live my life, for the most part, without eating sugar. You know, without eating too many sweet things. You know, once in a while, okay? Maybe, I don't know. I couldn't do that with drinking alcohol and drugs. You know, but anyway, so that's that. So anyway, Happy New Year to all of you. I missed Christmas with you guys. I missed my birthday with you guys. My birthday came and went. New Year's, you know, my birthday, and I started thinking, oh, I'm getting really old. It's just, you know what? I'm getting, we're all getting older. So what? What's the difference? Just do live your life, folks. Are we trying to freaking live up to some standard that somebody come up with? Crying out loud, people are living 100, past 100 more. But you want to live like, you know, you want to be in good shape. You don't want to be like, I saw this lady that was celebrating like her 110th, 115th birthday, and she was basically in a coma. She was just laying there, and they were singing happy birthday to her. That's not a life. That's not a life. Okay? That's not life. A life is when you're chipper, and you're exercising, and you're doing things, and you're enjoying life, and stuff like that. That's what a life is. And that's what I'm doing. And that's what we all should be doing. That's what I'm trying to do anyway. Speaking of, you know, living joyfully, you know, it's so funny. I always take notes throughout the week when I'm about to do my podcast. That's the one thing, you know, I'm always taking notes. And, well, because it took so long for me, I had all these notes, and then a lot of them I couldn't even remember what the heck I was talking about, because I do shorthand. I don't write everything out. You know, I do shorthand. You know, I go, you know, girl, yellow dress. And then, you know, within, you know, if I'm doing it within that week, I'll remember, oh, the girl in the yellow dress said this and did that, you know, whatever. And so there's a lot of stuff I lost. And, you know, it's okay. It's all right. Because, you know, I'm feeling like things, the ones that were supposed to be there are supposed to be there. What am I, freaking Wayne Dyer here? What am I, the spiritual guru? All right. So, I'm over at Ralph's Supermarket one day. It's one of the things I kind of remembered when I was looking at my notes. And I was singing a song. Now, I don't remember if I was singing the song that was on the PA system or if I was just singing something. You know, and I was singing it not like at the top of my voice, but I wasn't singing it under my breath. And I, you know, I got a good singing voice, folks. Okay? I can sing. You know? I mean, I'm not Sinatra. You know, but I can sing. So I was singing, I was by myself, and I'm going down this aisle, and coming in the opposite direction, the same aisle, this girl goes, what did she say to me? She said, oh, I can't remember. She said something like, oh, geez, I'm having a hard time remembering. I mean, the gist of it was that I like to sing. I was just like, she said, oh, you're singing or something. And I said, yeah, I like to sing. And then the gist of it, the punchline of this whole thing was she said, no biggie. And then she walked on. I go, no biggie? What kind of a friggin' reaction is no big? Are you talking about the Notorious B.I.G.? Yeah, there is no biggie. He's gone. Biggie Smalls. Are you saying that it's no biggie? Like I'm interrupting your friggin' flow, your shopping flow, your oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get in the way between you and your toilet paper. I don't know. That's, you know, and then a lot of things. And then I'm at Ralph's, and there's this, they ask you to do a survey. And if you fill the survey out, and they like the survey, then you can get put in some kind of drawing to get, like, I kid you not, it's something like 10 cents off a gallon of gas at some, you know, specific gas company. It's just like, who cares? 10 cents a gallon? You know, take it and shove your 10 cents. But anyway, there's a guy that works at this Ralph's I go to, and he's great. He's fantastic. I'm not going to say exactly what he does. From another country. I won't even say what country he's from. But he told me that the powers that be, the big powers that be of Ralph's, want to move him because they're going to have like this new store. They want to move. They're trying to move all the best employees to this new store. I guess in a more affluent neighborhood or something, or maybe just to get the kick off the store's grand opening. And he doesn't want to move. So he asked me, you know, if I would do a survey and give him a good report. And I was like happy to do it because I feel this guy is amazing. And this is not an easy job. I could never do the job that these people do. Waiting on the public. I tried this when I was a teenager. In New York, and I just friggin' hated it. I couldn't deal with it. When dealing with the public individually, oh, that was so friggin' painful. I mean, And they've got to, you know, these people, they got to do multiple things at once. Anyway, so he does an exemplary job. I hope that's the right word. And so I was more than glad to fill out a survey for him, for you know, specifically for him. But I couldn't just do it for him. I had to do it, you know, it took like 10 minutes or so. I kept asking all these ridiculous questions. You know, would I recommend Ralph's to this other people that I know? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, if you happen to live three blocks from there like I do, I'm not going to tell people you got to come up from Long Beach. Jeez, what do they want? And, I mean, you know, this Ralph's can tighten up their game a little bit better. I mean, they got their shopping carts are kind of dirty and old. Get some new shopping carts, for crying out loud. So I gave this guy a good report on the survey. I mentioned him by name, and I went into detail about what I thought, how well I thought he does. And then I told him that I did it, and then he told me that they post, when somebody gets a good report, they post it in the employee's lounge, whatever. And so he saw it, and he was just very, very happy that I did that. He was so thrilled, and I was happy to do that. But now he's hinting that he wants me to do another survey. Because I said to him, you ought to get like other customers that are fans of yours, because I know there's other customers that are fans of yours. Why don't you, get them to say something? And he said some of them did, but they weren't as good as mine. And I was just like, ah, you know, so, I don't know. I think now we're starting to get to the point where it's, I think I've done my part. I've done my job. I think, plus I don't want it to be like, they could probably trace it back, like, oh, it's the same guy through my my credit or debit card, right? So it could backfire on him. So I think I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it again. Sorry, buddy. So darn sorry about that. Then I don't know if you listen to this podcast, you know there's this cute little young Armenian girl, only 24 years old, who one time asked me if I lived near. She talks like this. Do you live near here? And I go, yeah. Do you live alone? She asked me. I go, yeah. Why? Do you want to come over? She goes, maybe sometime. And I go, really? You know, and then she told me she had a boyfriend. I asked her if she had a boyfriend. You know, I am that creepy old guy, I guess. Whatever. But I was talking to her the other day, and she said, we were talking about something, and she said, I could be your sister. And I thought, holy mackerel. I'll take that. I mean, at least she didn't say she could be my daughter, right? I think granddaughter that'd be stretching it. But a daughter, she didn't say, I could be your daughter. I could be your sister. That's what she said. She's so cute, got a beautiful smile. And I gotta watch myself because I'm a guy. I'm respectful. I'm a respectful man. I'm a gentleman. I'm a gentleman's gentleman. I have a gentleman's agreement with other gentlemen. Okay. So I'm in Ralph's one day, and I'm by the bakery department talking to one of the people that works there, and this Orthodox Jewish kind of guy, you know, the kind that wear the yarmulke, kippah, and he comes by and he's asking he pulls up this bread and he's asking this non-Jewish girl who works there, it's kind of obvious that she's not Jewish. But anyway, but she does work there. And he's asking her if the bread was kosher. And you know what? I went to Hebrew school for 5 years, and I didn't even know bread could or should be kosher. I didn't know that. I just know about kosher meat, that they slaughter the animals a certain way and more humane, supposedly. I don't have much to say about that. Although I did say to him, and I thought he should have known that. I go, well, if it's kosher, I mean, I chimed in. I really shouldn't have, but sometimes I can't help it. I said, wouldn't it? It should have the K, right? The K for kosher. If it's kosher, it's got the K on it. You know, so, and he completely ignored me. He would rather talk to this non-Jewish woman who works there than to a guy who he doesn't even consider Jewish, who doesn't work there. Because a lot of those really super religious Jews, they don't consider people like me Jewish. That's just the way it is. But I am. I don't go to shul. I don't go to temple. But I'm into the. I love the traditions, the culture, and I do the best I can. Okay? All right. Is that enough of that? Okay. Enough of that. So Christmas came, and, you know, like I said, I was in the middle of a sugar, crazy sugar thing. And, you know, and then the one thing is I don't understand is I was somewhere, and all they had was sugar cookies. You know, those plain, kind of light-skinned cookies with the sugar on it. And it's just, I don't understand that. And I had a good line for that, and I forgot it. It's written down somewhere. So forget I mentioned that. See? This do-it-yourself thing. It's out of control. I think I'm in, I think I'm getting my, I'll get back in shape with this podcasting. Please bear with me, folks. What else here? What else? I don't know. Oh, speaking of cookies, I was over at my old go-to supermarket, Gougers, you know, where they gouge you for everything. And I was at the bakery again, visiting with the girls that work there. And there was a girl customer who recognized me from, we met at Whole Foods one time, over cookies we met. And she, I don't know, she recognized me. I didn't really recognize her at first. Attractive woman, but must be crazy as the day is long, because she bought some cookies at this bakery, and then at one point, like, she's munching on a cookie, and I said something to her, I don't know, whatever, and she asked me if I wanted a bite, and she took it out of her mouth and offered it to me, and I said, no, no, that's okay. She goes, oh, you won't take it because it's from my, because I put my mouth on it, right? And I was just like, this woman's really out of her mind. I mean, the answer is yes. I mean, if I'm going to swap spit with a woman I don't know, the first time, there's cookies aren't going to be involved, okay? We're going to go for the cookies afterwards. And so I was just like, I don't know this girl. And this, so I said, I'm laying off sugar for the next 15 minutes until I get home. This is when I was in the midst of my sugar craziness. So that's was that. Let me see. Anything else I got to say to you people? I got a birthday card from this chiropractor I went to like once or twice. And it's funny, this chiropractor had told me that if I never needed his, had any questions, you know, you didn't call him up. And so I did, because I had a question about something, and which could have led to me coming in for more treatment. And he never, ever got back to me. And I think I might have left more than one message. I'm not sure. And this was over 2-3 years ago, something like that. Do you know that every year his office sends me a birthday card? Happy birthday. Just like, you know what? You know, you got your marketing wrong, folks. You should have friggin' returned my call to find out what was going on, brought me in there, got my money, and then sent me a birthday card. You think I'm going to come back? What a great guy. He didn't really do a good job with the chiropracting, but he always remembers my birthday. Oh, yay, yay. All right. Oh, before we go, I got to talk about Obamacare. Oh, my God, that was a mess. Applying for Obamacare, that was a mess. But I got, you know, my old insurance I had, it went away. I got this new insurance. It's probably not as good as the one I had before. But I'm paying less than half than I was paying before. Less than half. It's so funny. I was on the Obamacare site, they asked, how did you hear about the Affordable Care Act? I mean, why would they put a question like that? Like, does it really matter? It's in the news. It was everywhere. Excuse me. Ooh, it's the Affordable Care Act. I start coughing. You know, it's so, stop with the marketing and the questioning. And one more thing, maybe two more things. AT&T, on Christmas morning, sent me a message that my bill was overdue. Maybe they knew I'm Jewish and that I shouldn't be celebrating Christmas. And, all right, that's it. You know, that's it. I don't want to meander. I think it went okay. You know, you never know with these things. I'm back. I'm going to try to put these out now once a week again. Stay on track. I think I need it for my spiritual and emotional and mental health. And physical health as well, perhaps. I'll keep you posted when I convert the website so that if you have other devices that you couldn't get this on, or you know people that maybe perhaps tried or would like to try, I'll let you know. Again, I'm not going to bug you guys for reviews, comments. Do it if you want. Don't do it. I don't freaking care. This world, it should be organic, okay? It should be freaking organic. Oh, sure, it's a crowded market out there. It's a crowded market. But you know what? I don't want to spend my energy begging people, you know, to do things. If they want to do it, they'll do it. You know what I mean? Anyway, I'm going to go off on another rant, but I'm not going to do it. Anyway, until next week, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.